I had this thought the other day as America approached 1 million deaths from COVID-19. If each person who died had one person who loved them, that's an additional 1 million people in mourning. We know many people, though, had families and friends and coworkers who loved them. So the number of people who are grieving is most likely beyond our ability to calculate. In the worst of the pandemic, people died alone, isolated from those who loved them most. Many families never saw the person before death took them, leaving a wound. Death and burial rituals were disrupted, and without these rituals, people were alone and couldn't move on. It is this deep collective mourning that has triggered our national exhaustion. People want to find some peace and normalcy. I have listened to people talk about being tired and anxious, wanting something other than what is right in front of them, the challenge to mourn the missing person at the table. Perhaps we can find a way to honor the loss of the past 2 years. We can offer quiet spaces for listening without trying to fix others. We can acknowledge the effort it takes for some people to manage life. Rising each day, living with courage, falling into bed, then waking with the sun and doing it again. Sometimes it takes something to stay the course. Be kind to yourself. Maybe this Memorial Day, we can remember everyone whose lives were touched as a result of the pandemic in whatever way that is. So this Memorial Day, pause, be with someone, pause again. Think deeply and let the tears of our pain heal our hearts. I'm Lou Ness, and that's my perspective.